local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 56, as we get started on this Tuesday, Dr. Bill has more with your sunny forecast coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had accident-free conditions so far and a pretty quiet ride for Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway and the Causeway. Also, Dolphin, Spring Hill, and northbound 65 all the way up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, we've had light traffic and no delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for lunch today. 7 weeks and French fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Allegri Farm Market appreciates the continued support of their loyal customers and is working tirelessly to provide the same quality produce and personal service as they have through the years, keeping the shelves filled with fresh local fruits, vegetables, and groceries while providing a clean and safe shopping environment is their commitment to you. Allegri Farm Market, serving the Baldwin and Mobile communities today as they will tomorrow. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Sundays 9 to 5, in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with afternoon readings around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning. 6:07 FM Talk 106.5 on this Tuesday, April 21st. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, Kenton with traffic. We'll be talking to Quinn Hillier later on in the show, and always to you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the slick slide of oil futures yesterday, the lowest prices of my lifetime for a barrel of crude. We'll get into more on that coming up in just a second. Plus, to mask or not to mask, it's an optional question in a lot of municipalities. It's the law in Mount Vernon. What's up, North Mobile County? We'll get into that story from Dana Winter from WKRG here in a little bit. Plus, areas of Florida, state of Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee have set their timelines opening back up. What about Alabama? We'll look at that timeline, if there is any, coming up in just a little bit. Plus, shutting down immigration during the coronavirus fight. It's something that Jeff Sessions had talked about on the show with us last week. President Trump talking about it this morning. We'll give you more details coming up. Also, as we start off each hour during Mobile Mornings, the stats and the numbers here in the fight against coronavirus from a national level on to a county level. And we start off with the national level and number for yesterday.
Yeah, there are now 792,938 cases in the United States and 42,518 deaths, with 72,000 that have recovered from COVID-19. And you look at the new numbers nationally from yesterday, there were 28,123 cases added, which means three straight days of lower numbers since we hit 32,000 on April 17th, and a good 10 days since it seems like we had our peak there. If it doesn't go back up, we had our peak back on around between April the 7th and April 10th. So since then, the numbers have been going down. But yesterday, 28,000 new cases nationally and 1,939 daily deaths yesterday, just in the one day alone. That's a spike from the previous 2 days, but still lower than about seven of the days that we've had over the last 2 weeks. You look at Alabama, and there are now, 5,078 confirmed cases in the state. 113 have been confirmed to have died from COVID-19. 45,712 total tests, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health, at 641 hospitalizations since March 13th. And as far as yesterday's numbers, there were 175 new cases reported in the state. And we've been hovering right around that number for the last 5 days now. Since April 16th, the number's been between 163 and 180. That's after our peak that came on April 9th, where there were 339 new cases reported. There's another spike on April 12th with 321, and a spike on April 15th with 288. But since then, we've been hovering right around the 170 mark. For new deaths announced yesterday in Alabama, there were only four. which, of course, every life is precious, but four down from Sunday's number of 13. And there were none reported on Saturday. And before that, we had 14 for 2 days in a row. So that number four, good to see after having deaths numbered above 10 in three of the last 4 days. Locally, the cases, 117 cases in Baldwin County with one death, 680 cases with 18 deaths in Mobile County, 16 cases with one death in Washington County, 24 cases in Clark County, 9 cases and one death in Monroe County, 16 cases in Escambia, 17 in Choctaw, 9 in Conecuh, and 49 in Wilcox. And right now, Jefferson County and Mobile County are the two counties that have the most cases and the most deaths, and they're very similar to each other right now. I mentioned Mobile has 680 confirmed cases. Jefferson County has 688 confirmed cases, while Mobile has more deaths to this point, 18 confirmed COVID-19 deaths to Jefferson County's 15.
All right. There it is by the numbers as we get started on this Tuesday. Of course, those numbers go into the discussion of whether to open the state back up, open our area back up or not, as other states around us, bordering states, are opening up. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. And then the gas price story out there. If you heard Midday Mobile yesterday, we were slack-jawed through the whole show as we continued to hear, okay, it's dropped lower, to a point that Dalton comes in the second hour of Midday Mobile and says, Sean, West Texas Intermediate crude is trading at negative $10 a barrel. I said, $10 a barrel? And Dalton said, no.
Negative
10. At that point, I had that look, the dog that hears some confusing noise that can't exactly place it. I went, what? Negative $10 a barrel? How the heck is that possible? Well, it did stabilize later in trading yesterday, but we'll get more news on this from Clayton Neville from Westwood One.
As the week began, U.S. oil prices plunged below zero to negative $37.63 a barrel. That's the lowest level since oil futures trading opened in 1983. Jay Youngs, the CEO of King Operating in Dallas, and says oil supply has gone up in recent months, but the coronavirus pandemic has caused demand to drop rapidly.
Nobody's flying airplanes. Nobody's driving cars. Our supply goes way up, and our demand is just down.
Many crude storage facilities are coming close to hitting their limits.
The question is going to be, how much longer is it going to take? So right now you're seeing an oversupply, and storage facilities just skyrocket. I mean, there's nowhere to go with oil, and nobody wants to buy.
Young says the big drop came this week as May futures neared expiration and traders tried to avoid getting stuck owning crude oil with nowhere to store it.
It is what it is, and you have to understand that it's all about supply and demand.
Young believes there will be somewhat of a bounce back.
Well, you're seeing $23 oil in June, $28 in July right now, futures prices. And if you don't believe that, you can go in there and short it all day long if you're a trader. And we feel like that is true.
As restrictions slowly lift, Young says prices will be impacted.
Once we get through this, everybody starts going back to work and you can start, I wouldn't say, feeding it again, but once we start using up oil again, you're going to see oil prices go back up. So today will be a good time to fill your tank.
The questions remain, when and how long? I'm Clayton Neville.
I wonder when Jay Young says fill your tank if he means like a 2,000-gallon tank. Like we got these 400 and 500-gallon tanks we use for off-road diesel on the farm. Yeah, I know. They're for diesel. They're not for gasoline. But if I had one for gasoline, I'd be filling that joker up right now.
Yeah. Last night on The Car Doctor, I mean, talk about a couple guys that are happy that oil prices have gone down.
Yes.
Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton were saying, fill it up. Fill it up right now.
Yeah, but I mean, fill it up. But it's, how do you stockpile it when it's like this? And I wonder if we were talking about this with Mark Holliday yesterday, if the strategic reserve for the United States, I know President Trump back during last month before, when oil prices started to drop, he made a purchase of some, we had the salt domes in Louisiana where you store the strategic reserve and other places, but he had bought some. Well, if the United States wants to get a leg up on the strategic reserve, I'd say let's buy a bunch right now. I know the country is suffering, but Lord knows we're deficit spending for everything, so let's stock up on the supply.
Yeah, and I think I was seeing yesterday that when Trump did say he was buying up supply, they were around $30 a barrel. So he might have been able to get a better deal. But I feel like I saw yesterday that he bought more. I'm going to have to find that story. But I think he said something around 75 million barrels to add to the stockpile.
But when?
Yesterday, I think. I'm going to have to find that exact story. So that's not the exact number right there. Okay. But I do remember seeing that yesterday.
Nice play. I just need a salt dome.
That's all you need.
If I can get one of those.
Have you started building?
You're working on that. Where just things with Morton salt, and we'll build a dome out of it and fill it with oil. It's not exactly how it works.
Here you go. Trump seeks to add 75 million barrels of oil to strategic petroleum reserve amid historic price crash. So he's trying to buy it up.
Good. That's a smart move. Smart move by the president. Going on Twitter this morning, talking about his ratings. I don't know, but buying oil strategically, well played, President Trump. 6:16. Now we'll check news coming up in just a second. Also in sports.
In sports, we're getting awfully close to the first ever NFL virtual draft. They did a run through yesterday, a mock draft, if you will, and well, things did not go great. So I'll let you know about that coming up. And also, a very famous public figure in Tampa, Florida, turned away from the public parks. I'll let you know who coming up in sports.
Okay, get to that. And speaking of oil consumption, a story out from PR Newswire says the quarantine has brought back the classic family Sunday drive.
Oh, good. Yes.
Sunday drivers will be out in force, especially with low gas prices. More on that coming up in just a second. News is next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 5,100 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 164 deaths statewide. 680 people have tested positive now in Mobile County. Baldwin County with 117 confirmed cases. Clark County at 24, while Washington County has 16 cases. Monroe County with 9. Some good news for local food banks. Iberia Bank is pledging $500,000 to area food banks. The bank is pledging $25,000 to Feeding the Gulf Coast Mobile Branch. The Louisiana-based bank is also giving money to other food banks in Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and several other states. The man accused of kidnapping and killing Anaya Blanchard is facing more charges after biting a correctional officer. Court records said officers were taking Ibrahim Yazid back to his cell when he became hostile and refused to get inside. Yazid later bit the officer in the leg. He's already facing a capital murder charge for the killing of Blanchard. He is now charged with second-degree assault. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown. Local gun enthusiasts, Mobile Shooting Center is part of your community and we're open for business. If you're looking for specialty guns you can't find in the big box stores, we're here to help.
Mobile Shooting Center offers a wide selection of guns and ammo. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. Our new summer hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile at 9170 Airport Boulevard, and like us on Facebook.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Over the weekend, the biggest event in sports was not a game, but a documentary about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls' 1998 championship team called The Last Dance. The first two episodes of the 10-part documentary aired on Sunday night on ESPN. And with so many people staying at home and a lack of viewing options for sports fans, ESPN reported yesterday that the broadcast averaged 6.1 million viewers.
Cha-ching.
That means that more people watched the first two episodes than any other ESPN documentary ever, including the critically acclaimed OJ Made in America series that debuted in 2016 and 2012's You Don't Know Bo, about Bo Jackson's sports career. It's also ESPN's highest-rated telecast since the college football playoff national championship game in January, and it tied with the number of viewers who tuned into last year's NFL draft. The series will run each Sunday until May 17th. Well, this year's draft, which begins with round one on Thursday night, is also likely to shatter viewing records. Yesterday, all 32 NFL teams participated in a mock draft to prepare for the first ever virtual draft this week. Each team is expected to follow strict social distancing rules during the draft, meaning that every team's GM, coaching staff, and scouting staff will be in their own homes and communicating via text, conference calls, and online. The first reports from yesterday's practice draft was not good. Apparently, there was some sort of online glitch during the very first pick of the mock draft, in which the Cincinnati Bengals are expected to select former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow. There was also an issue. I think a lot of people can agree with this. There's an issue with too many people on the call not using their mute function during the conference call. But according to Denver Broncos general manager John Elway, after the early hiccups, it was smooth sailing. The league has notified teams that the clock will be stopped on their time to make picks in each round if technical issues occur. For better or worse, it'll make for the most interesting draft in NFL history. And I think, Sean, you and I, broadcast nerds, will like some of this. For the broadcast, the NFL has reportedly sent 58 draft prospects, two light stands, two cell phones to act as cameras, a sensitive microphone, and Bose earphones. According to NBC Sports' Peter King, the NFL sent out more than 130 of these portable studios, one for the 58 players and one for each general manager and each coach. The content will be streamed to the host Amazon Web Services, and the filtered feeds will be sent to an ESPN control room.
What could go wrong?
Where producers will parse through those 150 streams to choose what shots will be used for the live broadcast. Never been done before.
I'm sorry. Y'all know, kind of, once you leave the broadcast studio for television or radio, every step beyond that, there's more and more opportunities for failure of some sort. That's always our worry when we're on remote. Now you're putting it in the hands of people that are not in the...
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to watch this just for the...
And they said that one of those cell phones they sent will be on the whole time. So who's going to screw up in front of the camera?
And what camera's going to fall over, and somebody's going to walk through the room, and the lighting's going to be completely... Okay.
It's going to be a fun, fun time. Well, the coronavirus pandemic, stay-at-home orders have affected everyone in one way or another. In Tampa, Florida, public parks have been closed down, and park staffs are reportedly patrolling those parks to send people home that are breaking the rules. Apparently, the newest member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did not get the message. Yesterday, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor said in a news briefing that a city employee spotted a man working out in a park in downtown Tampa. That city employee reportedly went up to the man to let him know that the parks are closed. That man ended up being new Buccaneers quarterback and surefire Hall of Famer Tom Brady. The City of Tampa Twitter account posted, "Sorry, Tom Brady. Our Tampa Parks and Rec team can't wait to welcome you and our entire community back with even bigger smiles. Until then, stay safe and stay home as much as you can to help flatten the curve."
Stay home, Brady.
624 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Of course, that's reminded me of the scene from National Lampoon's The Park is Closed. Let's see if I can dig that one up here in just a second. 624, be right back. Our buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio and just in time to talk about the upcoming swarming. Talk termites with me, man.
Well, you know, the swarm season usually lets people know that they're there, but if you're not seeing swarms, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have a termite problem.
Uh-oh.
So our recommendation would be to call us. Let's send out a home evaluator. He can do the inspection on your home, let you know if he's seen anything at the time he does the inspection, or be preventative and let us put the Centricon Always Active system in place and protect your home.
Okay, so we could not be seeing anything active like a swarm or anything like that, and the termites could be chewing on our house.
Yeah, typically the termites are in the ground or they could be in a wall, and you're not going to see them until swarm season time, unless you happen to see like the dirt tubes or something on that on the outside of the house.
But y'all can come out and do that inspection and find them.
We're going to send the home evaluator out and do the inspection. If we identify anything, we can address it at the time. If not, we can always put Centricon Always Active around the house and start protecting your house from day one.
All right, Austin, how do we get in touch with y'all?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with afternoon readings around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's an anxious time for all of us. To help manage the stress, your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping, curbside pickup, and even free delivery. They welcome call-in orders and encourage phone consultations to help you find an all-natural solution for you and your pet. Call owner Joe Brown with your order today and get a free CBD hand sanitizer with purchase while supplies last. Your CBD store at West Mobile on Hillcrest, across from Waffle House, or on Facebook says, "Keep shopping local, Mobile."
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident now eastbound I-10 between Broad and DeVault. It's going to be without injuries off to the side of the road, but wreckers are on the way. So far, we look good north and southbound lanes at 65. If you're traveling all the way up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They also offer rentals, or they can sell you a new or used cart, too. Cart Doctor is open. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Yeah, probably don't need to get me started on the cart thing, though, right now. I love the carts. Love the folks at the Cart Doctor. What is going on with kids riding carts right now with, like, impunity? Is it just me? Is there something I've not seeing correctly out here? But it seems like it's out of control. It's a, if y'all don't have driver's licenses, I don't care if the cart is street legal. If you're 13 and you're driving the cart, I don't care if it's street legal. Y'all aren't. All right?
It's a side note. All right, be right back.
News is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 5,100 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 164 deaths statewide. 680 people have tested positive now in Mobile County. Baldwin County with 117 confirmed cases. Clark County at 24, while Washington County has 16 cases. Monroe County with 9. Some good news for local food banks. Iberia Bank is pledging $500,000 to area food banks. The bank is pledging $25,000 to Feeding the Gulf Coast Mobile Branch. Louisiana-based bank is also giving money to other food banks in Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and several other states. The man accused of kidnapping and killing Anaya Blanchard is facing more charges after biting a correctional officer. Court records said officers were taking Ibrahim Yazid back to his cell when he became hostile and refused to get inside. Yazid later bit the officer in the leg. He's already facing a capital murder charge for the killing of Blanchard. He is now charged with second-degree assault. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music, the moonroof, and us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at Pro Tent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
Pro Tent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
When it comes to retirement planning, we all have different needs. But there's one issue we all need help with. Taxes. And if you don't have a plan for your taxes, I promise you, Uncle Sam does. Even though you might not be getting a regular paycheck in retirement, you're still going to owe taxes. It could be on your 401k withdrawals, your investments, or maybe your Social Security. Believe it or not, taxes could be one of the single biggest expenses in retirement. So what can you do about that? Well, you can call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and set up a meeting with Virginia Shelby. She's a certified tax coach, and she can show you how the right tax planning can help you keep more of your hard-earned money. Imagine that. So call 866-917-7327 today to get started on your own personalized Retirement Peace Roadmap. That's 866-917-7327. Or visit them online at retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Special report, coronavirus update. President Trump said late last night he will sign an executive order temporarily suspending immigration to the U.S. as the nation battles the pandemic's health effects.
In the midst of a retweet storm about the Russia investigation, President Trump writing this, in light of the attack from the invisible enemy, as well as the need to protect the jobs of our great American citizens, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. It's unclear what suddenly prompted the full halt on immigration. The White House issued no statement.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says negotiations continue on the next coronavirus relief package, but wants to see more COVID-19 testing.
Unless we can test, we do not know the size of the challenge that we face. Unless we test, we cannot contact trace. Unless we test, we then cannot isolate for the period of time that will make the difference.
I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The oil industry is in its worst crisis since the 1930s. There's too much oil and nobody wants to buy any more. Yesterday, the value of the May oil futures contract plummeted 300%, flipping into negative territory. The June contract, with delivery a month away, is still trading above $16 a barrel, but the May price crash indicates that most storage space has been gobbled up. Volvo will buy 50% of Daimler's current fuel cell activities for 600 million euros. As the two form a venture to develop, produce, and commercialize fuel cell systems for heavy-duty vehicle applications and other cases. The Volvo Group and Daimler Truck will be a 50-50 partner in the joint venture, which will operate as an independent and autonomous entity, with Daimler Truck AG and Volvo Group continuing to be competitors in all other areas of business. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open. After stocks tumbled yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 592. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now. The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I want to talk about what's going on today, but first, in the rearview mirror, people were talking about tornadoes on Sunday evening. You and I and Dalton talked about it yesterday. Now we have some confirmation that we did have some hit the ground.
That's right. One of those tornadoes was west of the airport. And that tornado had a track of about 8.7 miles. It was an F1, which with wind velocities, that would be around 100 mile per hour winds. And it did a lot of tree damage, but there was quite a bit of roof damage in the Wakefield and Dominion subdivisions. And so about almost a 9 mile track and over west central Mobile County. And that occurred just before 11 o'clock in the evening, Sunday evening. The other tornado was in Baldwin County, about 8 miles northeast of Robertsdale. It occurred just before midnight, had about a half-mile track, estimated winds of 105 miles per hour. It was an F1 in category. Both these storms had a width around anywhere from 100 yards to 300 yards in estimated diameter. So two tornadoes then that have been confirmed by the National Weather Service.
All right. So and that back to the how that's done on tornadoes. We all get this in our mind for hurricanes where y'all are telling us what the intensity of a hurricane is before it ever comes in. But with tornadoes, it's forensic as you figure out what wind speeds were or what damage, what rating, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I have to do a survey of the damage, type of damage. And, of course, 100 mile per hour winds, when they're in a tornado, we're talking about rotation, and there's a lot of stress put on structures at 100 miles per hour, where in a hurricane, we get more of a long duration buildup of winds. But in the case of a tornado, it's a sudden blast.
All right. Well, now we got some confirmation on that. What about going forward? A beautiful day today, it looks like. I got blue skies out the window.
Yeah, it was 77 was the high yesterday, and the normal high is 78. So right on schedule there, and a beautiful day start out yesterday in the 50s. Today, we're going to warm up a bit, about 82, but still the humidity on the low side. We should have plenty of sunshine, just a light wind out of the northwest. Tonight, not quite as cool, but still comfortable, about 60 degrees tonight under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, the daytime weather looks good, partly cloudy, around 80 degrees, but after that, things fall apart. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms move in, a combination of a warm front coming in from the Gulf and then a storm system again coming out of the southern plains. So showers and thunderstorms for Wednesday night and through a good portion of Thursday. Thursday, mostly cloudy and showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the low 80s. Most of the activity on Thursday looks like it'll occur during the morning and then taper off in the afternoon. There is a possibility we could see a few severe thunderstorms, most likely some straight-line winds. And then the dry air comes in for Friday. It should be sunny, about 84 to 85 degrees, but with low humidity, so that's not bad. Now, the weekend, looking pretty good. On Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny. There is a slight chance that we could see an afternoon shower, around 85 degrees, and then another surge of dry air comes in for Sunday, and it'll be sunny and 78. So it looks a lot better than the last couple of weekends, with that slight chance of a shower on Saturday.
That's for sure, and it seems like we've changed from really having cold fronts to having dry fronts. Is that a sign of the season?
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing in the way of really cold air coming into the area, but yeah, definitely we're looking at more dry air and a drop in the humidity, and those temperatures even up at 85. If the humidity is down on the low side, it's it's not bad at all.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, I got sports with Dalton, got headlines. Also, we have this. This is what we call a tease in the business, all right? So we have...
15 miles in the other direction and walk into the Dollar General with no face mask. But right here at the Wiggly, you have to go in with the face mask.
Right here at the Wiggly. That's your tease. It's coming up next.
Hi, folks. Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
We all face legal issues every day.
The insurance company is trying to settle with me. How much should I get?
How do I qualify for Social Security disability?
My girlfriend told lies about me on Facebook. Is that slander?
Go to LawChat247.com to submit your question. Then listen to LawChat 24/7 every Tuesday night at 7 with your host, Mark Wolf, discussing legal topics of interest. Your question could be a conversation starter on LawChat 24/7, Tuesday night at 7 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the CarDoctor.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still there eastbound. I-10 between Broad and Duval. They've got an accident without injuries. Traffic flow looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. That ride from Fairhope and Daphne along 98 perfect. Spanish Fort to Malbus and Loxley clear. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile still open for business and ready to serve you. Shop online at springhilltoyota.com and they'll schedule a test drive to your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean. That's Dalton. And we'll listen to you and talk to you on a text line, 343-0106. Plus, Quinn Hilliard joins us coming up a little after 8 o'clock. And, okay, so in Mobile, as best as I understand it, the situation is now a strong recommendation to wear the face mask when you go into public places, mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
So, but it's not a law.
Right. I mean, they called it an order, but it is a strong recommendation.
Okay. Now, in Mount Vernon, what's up, Mount Vernon? My folks in North Mobile County, is the first municipality in Mobile County to begin fining people for not wearing their mask in public. Mm-hmm. So it's not Mobile. They're still, you know, you got the strong recommendation in Mobile, but y'all, it's the law in Mount Vernon. And Dana Winter from WKRG had more on this last night. Here we go. Go to that audio.
Peter, people could be fined up to $500 if they're not wearing a mask like this in a place like this. But people we spoke to worry it's just too little too late.
I think it's great, and I think we should have done it to start with.
But not everyone thinks it's a great idea.
In a town in Mount Vernon that's 1 mile wide, yeah, I think it's a little too much.
Jordan does not think the ordinance will do much without more local governments getting on board.
You can go 15 miles in the other direction and walk into the Dollar General with no face mask. But right here at the Wiggly, you have to go in with the face mask.
Let me point out, they're standing in front of the Piggly Wiggly. That's been a Manning's. It's been quite a few things right there on the east side of 43 in Mount Vernon proper. That's where this man on the street stuff's going down.
Peter, people could be fined up to $500. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson discussed whether or not to enforce people wearing face masks.
It was not going to be mandatory and there wouldn't be a fine attached to it. The thought being that maybe peer pressure would have a lot to do with enforcing that.
In Mount Vernon, Ordinance 41820 goes beyond making people wear a mask inside essential businesses. People also have to wear a face cover outside when in groups of two or more, except when exercising. Violators can be fined anywhere from $50 to $500. $500 or face 90 days in jail or both at the discretion of a municipal judge. Jordan says masks can be hard to come by.
This being my face mask, you know, not everybody's blessed with the hospital face masks.
He had a shirt wrapped around his face. There, so breaking news yesterday live at the Piggly Wiggly in Mount Vernon. So, just to keep up to date with what's going on in North Mobile County at the Wiggly, y'all. Be right back.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And of course, you know his company for doing great work at some of the greatest residential properties in Mobile and Baldwin County. But Sid, y'all do that at commercial properties as well.
Yeah, we really take the principles from our high-end residential maintenance services, and we take those to the commercial setting. High-end customer service. You know, we always have folks there that you can communicate with. We try to communicate very well before and after or during the service. And it's really about the detail work as well. So we take those principles from our residential aspects and bring it to your property at your business. And really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that best first impression when somebody comes to your home, you want that same thing for your business.
That's right. You just want it to be looking its best for your customers or your team members.
All right. So if we're calling you about our house or even our business, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online at sextonlandscapes.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 5,100 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 164 deaths statewide. 680 people have tested positive now in Mobile County. Baldwin County with 117 confirmed cases. Clark County at 24, while Washington County has 16 cases. Monroe County with 9. Some good news for local food banks. Iberia Bank is pledging $500,000 to area food banks. The bank is pledging $25,000 to Feeding the Gulf Coast Mobile Branch. Louisiana-based bank is also giving money to other food banks in Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and several other states. The man accused of kidnapping and killing Anaya Blanchard is facing more charges after biting a correctional officer. Court records said officers were taking Ibrahim Yazid back to his cell when he became hostile and refused to get inside. Yazid later bit the officer in the leg. He's already facing a capital murder charge for the killing of Blanchard. He is now charged with second-degree assault. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
.648 on FM Talk 106.5. My name is Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Over the weekend, the biggest event in sports was not a game, but a documentary about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls' 1998 championship team. The documentary was called The Last Dance, and the first two episodes of the 10-part series aired on Sunday night on ESPN. With so many people staying home and with a lack of viewing options for sports fans, ESPN reported yesterday that the broadcast averaged 6.1 million viewers. More people watched the first two episodes than any other ESPN documentary ever, including the critically acclaimed OJ, Made in America, which came out in 2016, and 2012's You Don't Know Bo, about Bo Jackson's sports career. It's also ESPN's highest-rated telecast since the college football playoff national championship game back in January, and it tied with the number of viewers who tuned into last year's NFL draft. The series will run each Sunday until May 17th. This year's draft, which begins with round one on Thursday night, is also likely to shatter viewing records. Yesterday, all 32 NFL teams participated in a mock draft to prepare for the first ever virtual draft later this week. Each team is expected to follow strict social distancing rules during the draft, meaning that every team's general manager, coaching staff, and scouting staff will be in their own homes and communicating via text, conference calls, and online. The first report from yesterday's practice draft was not good. Apparently, there was some sort of online glitch during the very first pick of the mock draft, in which the Cincinnati Bengals are expected to select former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow. There was also an issue with too many people on the call not using a mute function. But according to Denver Broncos general manager John Elway, after the early hiccups, it was smooth sailing. The league has notified teams that the clock will be stopped on their time to make picks in each round if technical issues occur. For better or worse, it will make for the most interesting draft in NFL history. For the broadcast, the NFL has reportedly sent 58 draft prospects, 2 light stands, 2 cell phones to act as cameras, one of which will be on the entire time, a sensitive microphone, and Bose earphones. According to NBC Sports' Peter King, the NFL sent out more than 130 of these portable studios, one for the 58 players and one for each general manager and each coach. The content will be streamed to the host Amazon Web Services, and then the filtered feeds will be sent to an ESPN control room where producers will parse through the many streams to choose what shots will be used for the live broadcast. So, what could go wrong on Thursday night? The coronavirus pandemic stay-at-home orders have affected everyone in one way or another. In Tampa, Florida, public parks have been closed down, and park staffs are reportedly patrolling the parks to send people home that are breaking the rules. Apparently, the newest member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did not get the message. Yesterday, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor said that a city employee spotted a man working out in a park in downtown Tampa. That city employee reportedly went up to the man to let him know that the parks are closed. And that man ended up being new Buccaneers quarterback and surefire Hall of Famer Tom Brady. The city of Tampa Twitter account posted, "Sorry, Tom Brady. Our Tampa Parks and Rec team can't wait to welcome you and our entire community back with even bigger smiles. Until then, stay safe and stay home as much as you can to help flatten the curve."
Didn't you say, like, the house he bought was stupid huge?
I mean, massive, yeah. It's Derek Jeter's home. Okay. He didn't buy it. He's renting it.
Oh, he's renting it. Okay.
And they call it St. Jetersburg because it's there in St. Petersburg.
And, it seems like he'd have enough room there to work out.
You would think so, but, you know, the family's there. I think he was trying to get away from Giselle, get some workout time in the
things
park.
Things I'd never do.
652 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with afternoon readings around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, Angelo, are you still open at Mobile Bay Coins?
We certainly are. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturdays, 9 to 2.
Well, I know that gold and silver are in great demand right now. Do you have plenty in stock?
We have over 1,000 ounces of silver in stock and another 1,000 or 2 ounces in our pipeline coming down. 1-ounce silver rounds, American silver eagles, 10-ounce silver bars, some very cool 2-ounce high-relief items as well.
Do you have plenty of gold?
How much gold do you need? We've got hundreds of ounces in stock right now. Whether you're looking for Canadian maple leaves, American gold eagles, or some of that cool numismatic gold from the U.S. Mint from the 1900s.
And fractional too?
10th ounce, 1 gram, you name it. Lots of gold. Lots of silver in stock and ready for you to pick up.
Do you still buy items from the public?
Of course we do. Whether you've got a gold or silver collection, scrap gold or silver, sterling silver, we buy all of those items. And many items we're paying way over spot to get. Even though many stores have closed, life hasn't stopped. So now more than ever, it's important to celebrate special people and special events in your life, whether it's Mother's Day, graduation, or an anniversary. And if you need to shop for some fine jewelry, go to mobilebaycoins.com and check it out.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had a great start from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Schillinger, Three Notch, Highway 90, and Range Line from I-10 to the 1065 split. So far, it's traveling in from the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear. The Bayway looks good, and Mobile Police Department working no wrecks in the roadways. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. Extra anxiety or depression, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5 News in just 2 minutes. And coming up next hour, we'll check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. A little, I guess, forensic work on the tornadoes from Sunday night and a look at our forecast this week. We'll have a full discussion around 7:35. I mentioned this earlier. Quarantine has brought back the classic family Sunday drive. According to the survey out there, 60% of parents and 45% of non-parents, called people with no kids, I guess, say they started taking long, leisurely Sunday drives as an activity to get out of the house. I think I've seen some of that. People, what do I, tooling around is the term I use. I think I got that from my dad. They're just tooling around.
Yeah, just cruising.
Tooling around. So apparently the Sunday drive is back with, people saying, well, they got nothing else to do. So they load the kids up in the car and go ride around and look at stuff. Did you ever have that on Sundays with the family? Y'all were big in sports, though.
We were normally playing sports or playing outside or working outside, yeah. We did have some drives. I know my dad had a Jeep for a little while, so we took that out on the road.
Going nowhere in particular, right?
No, we'd go to Ezel's or we'd go somewhere out. See, the good thing
Ezel's
about
Catfish?
Yeah.
The one on the river?
That's exactly right. And so we did have some Sunday drives, but usually there was an end in mind. But the drive was just as important. Not as important as the catfish for me.
I'm now incredibly distracted. That place is still going, isn't it? I hadn't been up there.
They actually
10,
had closed down
years.
Because of the flooding for a while.
Yeah, Ezel's right down on the river off Highway 10 up there near Dana Fly.
Yeah, and I imagine it's hard for them to do curbside or delivery. They do have the truck.
Curbside
though.
In the boat.
You could do curbside the boat, and they have the truck. So maybe, hopefully, they've been able to take the truck out and serve people.
I hope they saved all the stuff in there. You talk about a place that had. It took me a while to walk to the table because all the old stuff hanging on the walls in there and the taxidermy and all the old pictures and that. And now I'm distracted.
Right. We did have Sunday drives to Ezel's.
Well, they're back. So Sunday drives are back. So the problem is somebody will be Sunday driving on a Tuesday as everybody has to stay home. Sunday doesn't mean anything other than just another day for a lot of folks out there. For all of us, though, it means time to get to work. You got 3 minutes if you got to be there at 7. Coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings online. FMTalk1065.com. Also find us at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.